out a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to call in and let your comments be heard live or ask a question, whatever it is, please be intelligent and respectful. You can have your dime. Give us a call at 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And if you wish to correspond with me privately, you may do so by emailing me at thefreedomministry@protonmail.com. I suggest you all get a Proton Mail account so your emails are private. I have a Gmail, and I know that it's being read by every intelligence agency out there. It's just the way it is. The last hour, we covered Halloween, dare I say Halloween, which is just another name for the ancient Druidic festival, Samhain. And it's no doubt that these types of festivals being normalized in our society and bringing us further away from God, from Yahweh, from Yeshua the Christ, Jesus. We have news stories like this one that I'm about to read to you from the UK. Unbelievable. It's just, how sick can you get? Here's a headline from October 25th, just 4 days ago, leading up to Halloween, right? Man tried to have sex with his dog in public as disgusted witnesses looked on in horror. Peter Lurwill, 30, was arrested after police received a report that a man dressed in women's clothing had been involved in a sexual act with a dog. Like, do you want this to be a normal day for your child walking through the park? Oh, there's a transvestite guy fornicating with a canine. Oh, that's just Joe over there. He likes to have sex with his dog. Let him be. No. We will not let them be. There comes a point where we must rebuke all the evil and wickedness that is being normalized in our society, regardless of how normal they're trying to make it seem. It's not normal to be a pedophile. And now they want us to call them MAPS, which is minor attracted persons. No, you are a filthy reprobate, a disgusting pedophile of the vilest nature. And Yahweh Father should strike you down with fire from heaven. Disgusting. Disgusting. A man has been jailed for trying to have sex with a dog in public in what police have described as an extremely upsetting case. Yeah. And this is over in Hurst Pier Point in West Sussex, England. Peter Lurwell, 30, pled guilty to attempted intercourse with an animal at Lewes Crown Court on October 20th. It comes after Lurwell was arrested on June 9 when police received a report that a man dressed in women's clothing had been involved in a sexual act with a dog. It wasn't even his dog, as it turns out. And I don't know if he stole it or who would give this guy a dog. The dog was immediately taken to a vet for assessment and was returned to its owner, having been uninjured. Ugh. We have our first caller, Dan in Washington. You're on the air, Dan.
Yeah, have you seen the movie Zeitgeist?
I have.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty, it's not 100% accurate, but it is accurate mm-hmm. that most of these, whether it's Easter, Halloween, Christmas, mm-hmm. they basically all line with, because no matter what civilization you were from, people started looking at space and the seasons, and so you had the people realized that, you know, there was an equinox where there'd be as much day as light and solstice. Yep. And that's the basis for most of these holidays. As far as the Druids, you know, I had a friend from Norway, and I asked him about that, because he's like, what's this Halloween holiday? And he's like, no, it's just the candy companies got together and basically invented that.
But, no.
You know, the Vikings, you know, as far as Satanism with ancient European religions, you know, the Vikings, the concept of Satan and Baal, all these are Middle Eastern inventions. So they were not worshiping Satan or Baal in medieval or ancient Europe or the Vikings or any of that stuff.
They were. It's just under different names. In different times, it's always been the same, though.
I don't see how you figure it. Yeah, I mean, you could look at
it's
that dark
and ungodly,
Middle Eastern.
Right?
Well, I don't think there's any. Yeah, I don't. You know, yeah, they're like sacrificing, cutting people's heads off.
Sure.
But I think a lot of that I think a lot of that's overblown. I think human sacrifice was already illegal in the Roman Empire. You know, so the animal
sacrifice. It's illegal
today,
but it still happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what the law says.
Well, like, yeah, I guess. It's interesting history. The tragedy to me is we don't really know what the ancient Celts believes, because the Christians came and killed them all, you know? So, you want to talk about torture, like
you
mean
Catholics?
Yeah, well, they are Christians.
Consider them of God. It's man's religion, not Father Yahweh's religion, you know, his ordinances. It's not his truth, his scripture. These are man-made religions, which has always been of Satan.
Yeah, I mean, when they used to put someone in a coffin with big spikes in it, or, you know, put you on the rack and break all your bones, and that kind of,
sure.
It wasn't a nice time to live, no matter what you were, I guess, but. Anyway, I think that's where, you know, Oktoberfest, I think, in Germany is kind of related to that, kind of a fall celebration. you know, the kind of bringing in of the winter season, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's the traditional thing. I don't know as far as, like, pumpkins and stuff like that. Like I said, my friend was from Norway. They don't do that there, so it's more of a, maybe more of an Anglo thing. Or
I don't know if you listened to the first, but I gave you maybe, you know, 25, 30 different sources.
Yeah. And that's more like Ireland and England. You know, but I'm not one of these people that looks at ancient Europe as evil. So I don't care if they're a Christian or not. I mean, the Celts were a great civilization, and that's actually your true religion.
What I'm saying either. I'm talking about the Druids. I'm not talking about Celtic peoples in general. And I'm not talking about Europe being evil. Like, I never would have said that. Never have.
Yeah. I'm just saying this whole even Druid thing. Well, the Druids were like the priests or the witch doctors or whatever. They were the kind of priest class, but I don't think they were evil, and they all got killed, you know. A lot of them actually became lawyers and stuff. I think it's a disgrace, you know, you're kind of dissing your own people when Christians do that. So I think when they talk down to about Rome or whatever.
I'm in no way dissing God's people. If you follow Yahweh God and you follow his word, you're good in my book. Not dissing you at all.
Yeah. I mean, what is God, you know, and Yahweh? And Yahweh is kind of a fancy way to say God, right? I mean,
it's his name. It's his title. It's not fancy. Right. It's his name.
That's what the Jehovah Witness told me. He said, why do you call it, his name is Jehovah?
But it's not.
Not Yahweh.
It's Yahweh.
It's spelled right Jehovah, right?
From the Hebrew, from the original. You got to get the concordance and the right translations, and it's clear. Read it for yourself. I was shocked when I first read it for myself, because I believed what I was told by other men.
But you're adopting a Middle Eastern word for God, and your people already had a word for that. Just like the ancient Egyptians.
The people already had a word for it. You said people had a word for it.
Yeah, if you're white, your Druid ancestors had a word for God.
Go back before that. I'm talking about in the Bible, right from Genesis on, it's Yahweh.
Right.
That's my people, the Adamic people, Israelites.
It's spelled Jehovah, though, right?
No, it's Yahweh. Not Jehovah.
Jehovah's.
False translation.
I don't know. Well, the Jehovah's Witnesses say it's Jehovah.
And they'd be wrong. They're entitled to be wrong, but...
You know, the ancient Nordics said it was... what's their main god? Not Thor or Freya, but...
Odin.
Odin.
Yeah.
Yep. And
that's,
then...
That's not Yahweh. That's another false god.
Well,
sure.
it's still God to me. I mean,
Just like Satan in Isaiah, who says, I will be like the Most High. He rebelled against Father because he was jealous.
I don't know. I know the first word for God was what the... Ekinkar, that's kind of a religion out west, or kind of a cult thing, but the ancient Egyptian word for God was Hu, H-U. That's why they all sit there and meditate Hu. If you ever watch those guys, like the Hurry, they sit there and say Hu all day, but to me, the word isn't really that important, you know, so...
Well, the name of my father, God, is important to me, but, I mean, what's important to you is, of course, your own prerogative.
Well, how would you pronounce it in different languages? How does the Chinese pronounce Yahweh?
The Chinese people are not Israelites. I could care less.
Are you an Israelite, though?
Yes, I am.
You're from that part of the world. Your ancestors
that doesn't
were?
Mean that. Anglo-Saxon, Celtic, Scandinavian, Germanic, Teutonic peoples are of Israelite descent. That's
no,
how
I don't think that.
You can think what you want. That's the historicity of our people.
I can disprove it. I mean, you know.
How can you disprove it?
I mean, I just know history, that they weren't converted to Christianity.
I know historicity.
You know.
Not some story, but the real events, the real dates, the real peoples, as it were told contemporaneously from that time. You can listen to what people say. I mean, I don't know if you've heard my broadcast before, but I've covered Pontius Pilate's report, okay, when Christ was crucified, Jesus, and his report, which under the penalty of death, if he were to lie, he would have been killed by Caesar at the time, right? And his report to Caesar in Rome about the crucifixion of Christ details what Christ looked like. He was a white man, and he thought that this white man was of God. He said he was different. I mean, he thought all these things. And he was put in a precarious position where it was either his position as, you know, the praetoriate of that area in Judea, or he could go with what his wife was telling him at the time and let Jesus go. But he would lose his title and probably have been killed. And he wasn't willing to go that far. But if you read his reports, you'll know that he was a white man. He was not brown. He was not black. And that's how people...
Well, yeah, the people of those times were white in that area, probably, you know, or what... Even today, like, the Alawites are pretty white, you know, if you look at Bashir Assad.
It's not
but
just...
I know
it's the countenance. They talked about the way they looked, their nose, their hair, the way they behaved, what they did, who they worshipped. They've always
they say the first,
God.
The first, they did a DNA test on the mummy that they got. The first Egyptian pharaoh was basically of English kind of DNA.
It can be debated that they were of Israelite ancestry. Yes, that I won't disagree with.
Have you ever heard of Herodotus? The reason we have the word history is from Herodotus. He was about 500 BC.
Uh-huh.
He wrote about all the peoples of the ancient world, and never mentioned ancient Israel one time, or any Jew people or Hebrews or anything like that. So
Jews aren't
a lot
Hebrews.
Of that stuff.
So there's one big error that you're making. Jews are Edomites, Canaan. Girgashites, Amalekites. They have nothing to do with Hebrewism. And even rabbis, you know, contemporaneous rabbis will admit it. It's in the Judaic Encyclopedia. You can see it all over the place. They admit that Hebrewism ended where Judaism began, the Talmud. The Talmud has nothing to do with our Bible. It has nothing to do with Yahweh's word. But I appreciate the call.
You've stimulated that was my main point. It was just about the seasons and a lot of these holidays.
Sure.
That's where they come from. So have a good show. I appreciate the show, man. Have a good one. Thanks.
Appreciate the call. Keep listening, Dan. Thank you. I'm going to jump to Sebastian in Sweden on line 3. Thanks for holding.
Yes, it was a nice show program you had tonight. It was interesting, and I learn a little bit more about Halloween. I just want to say I came to Europe in 67, 68, and I've been here in Sweden since 1970.
I'm going to hold you over, Sebastian. We have a break. Hang on one moment. I'm going to hold you over. Be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now mandated.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer, and we had to cut off Sebastian in Sweden. I apologize. Please continue, Sebastian.
Yeah, I was just saying that in Sweden they celebrate, or they try to celebrate Halloween here the last 5 to 10 years. So I would imagine, I'm not completely sure, but I, like your previous caller said, in Norway, they don't do it. Maybe they didn't, but I think they probably do it now. I'm not sure about that. The Norwegians are a different people than the Swedes, and so are the Danes. It's, the language is somewhat similar, but like in Norway, I understand Norwegians, you know, because I can, you know, my Swedish is fluent. So it's, but the Danes, it's pretty hard to understand, but once you get the, if you live there a while, you can get into the Danish dialect. It's only the Finns that are completely different in language-wise. They are more related to Hungarian language than any Northern European language. But about, aside from that, I was just thinking that I would imagine, I'm not, I hope not, but I, like the previous caller, that they would try to celebrate Halloween, because it's the smaller countries. I found out by traveling to Europe that anyone under 50 million, exceptions of Germany, they are over 50 million, they tend not to be a more or less American satellite. That includes the Spanish and the Italians, even though they're in NATO, and they always have been. But they're more Spanish and Italian than they dub English. Same with the French. They dub their into movies and American series. They dub it in their own language. But the smaller countries are almost satellites and always have been. And that's why I think that I hope that Erdogan stops Sweden from getting into NATO. I don't want Sweden to go into NATO. When I came here, it was a neutral country. It was a beautiful country. It was like Switzerland. It was, people didn't throw trash on the streets. It was, I mean, you could go out at, you know, your wife or your girlfriend could go out in the middle of the night, 12 o'clock, come home from and there was no problem. And it's completely, they just want to be so, I don't understand it. They want to get to violence like America.
Yeah. And multiculturalism, right?
Don't get me wrong. I'm a real defender of the Second Amendment, right? I was born Virginian, so tell me, we believe in the Second Amendment, at least in the south side of the state, unlike the Northern Virginia around D.C. But I think that the Norwegians could celebrate Halloween just like the Swedes. I mean, we have all these advertisements in the paper to buy pumpkins and this and that. And, you know, of course, I don't celebrate it because I knew some time that I never really liked Halloween, even when I was a kid. I don't know why.
Yeah.
It was something about it that, I don't know. I just don't know. I'm a Christian, but I'm not, you know, I haven't. You know, I don't go to church regularly.
I understand.
And,
I think I have an idea what it is, to be very honest. And I don't think it's a salvation issue. Like I brought up, you know, Yahweh. And I don't think he minds being called Father or Jesus, obviously. He incarnated himself as man, Jesus. You know, that's the salvation.
Yeah.
But I find it very interesting that you can find YHVH, Yahweh, in our DNA. It's in our blood. Hydrogen becomes the Hebrew letter Yod. Nitrogen becomes the Hebrew letter He. Oxygen becomes the Hebrew letter Vav. And carbon becomes the Hebrew letter He. Yahweh. And it's right in our DNA, our structure. I've just been called to it myself. And when I uncovered reading the Bible for myself in its original language with the concordance, it's stunning what it actually says, and it spoke to me. And it's a historicity, it's events and details of my people, it's a racial history, and it is what it is. And churches today, with, you know, churchianity, they want to avoid it like the plague because it would uncover the truth.
Yeah, I think you're right, because my father, he explained that to me. He read the Bible in his later years, and he always told me I should do it as well, you know. And I haven't yet. I have it here. I have the Quran as well. A friend of mine from Iran gave me an English version of the Quran. So, it's like, it's interesting. But, I'll do it. I'm going to read it, definitely. I've started already.
Yeah, I would highly recommend it, brother.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think your program was really interesting tonight. And,
Thank you.
I wish you well and take care of yourself.
I will try. Thank you, Sebastian. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
And with that, thank you for holding. We have Trudy in Virginia. You're on the air, Trudy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Hi. I know there's a delay with these evil phones that we talk on. I like what Sebastian had to say.
And, hey, I'm going to hold you over, Trudy. We have a break.
Okay.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Defeat. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm still your host, Chris Switzer, and we were taking the call from Trudy before the break. Are you still there, Trudy?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. All right.
Well, you're a blessing. I thank you for your program, your show. And I listen to you when I'm able to. I'm in the house doing things. Mm-hmm. And my husband, he's taken a nap, but I didn't get permission to talk to you, but he always says to me, he's a man of God. He says, if you keep it on God, you can't go wrong. Or Yah. If you keep it on Yah, you can't go wrong. Amen. You're so good. And you're a blessing. The first caller you had was about the name. To my understanding, it was the Roman Catholics that brought the J in.
Mm-hmm.
And but like you said it, you know, when you call on him to save you, he knows your heart. And
yes.
Boy, this world needs a lot of heart transplants, don't they, Chris?
Yes, they do.
Now, there's a good job to have, but you're not going to get paid much, except in eternal salvation. That's pretty good. But and the other caller, I agree with him. We definitely need to read our Bible. I need to read it. And because all the answers are there, and But you are correct in everything you say.
Well, I appreciate that, Trudy, and God bless you as well.
And yes, hi.
Being God-fearing yes. people.
Amen. I've had an issue, and I finally came to terms with it, and I'm sure others struggle with it, and it's a root of bitterness. And that can keep you from doing Yah's work.
Sure.
Even if it's just being nice to your husband.
Yeah. You're so right. Our relationships are important. They're paramount.
Amen. And you edify me, Chris. I thank you because it's hard to hear anything in this world now. It's just so upside down and so mad.
Yeah. It's the great inversion.
But it's right. exciting at the same time because you know his return is near and you know that he is the truth, the way, and the life. And boy, Satan sure is trying to destroy that.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I love you, Chris, and I'll try to get you in my prayers and keep up the good
Please
work.
Do.
We need you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you'll be in my prayers as well, Trudy, you and your husband. Prayers are very powerful. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling in, folks, and thank you for holding. We have Charlie holding in Florida. Hey, Charlie.
Oh, hello, Chris. I just so wanted to comment a little bit about what that one caller was saying, and he didn't believe it, Adam and Eve and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back and look at the definition of the word name Adam, you'll find that it means red. And a lot of people think that means because of the blood. But when you dig deeper, you'll find that Adam, who was created by Yahweh, right, was, when you look into that word deeper, you find that it means, one of the definitions means to blush. It means to turn red in the face.
Ruddy, what, red, yes.
Are you know about this, correct?
Yes, yes.
Oh, I can barely hear you. Anyway,
yes.
So what that means is that this was a separate race that God created. Was Adam and Eve were white. A lot of people don't understand that, but the only race that blushes is the white race. They turn red in the face. And so Adam and Eve was made from Adam, okay, came from him, his rib, in the creation story. And so she was white also. And so the creation of Adam was the white man. And a lot of people don't understand that, but this is absolutely in the Bible. And anybody that wants to study it and look it up, they can go there and find it out for themselves. And a lot of the problems that we've had from that creation on has been with pagan races, because there was already a creation and there were already men in the earth. If you look,
that's right.
That's right. There was a creation story that, wasn't from Yahweh. It was from Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you remember your Bible, the first creation story in Genesis, that goes up to, I think, Genesis. It stops, I think, at Genesis 2, 3. And the Genesis 2, 3 introduces Yahweh, Elohim. They call him Yahweh Elohim.
Yep.
Now, but that is the creation of the separate race of the white race. And from that time on, a lot of the people don't understand this, but a lot of the battles and the stuff, when Yahweh told them to go into these areas and to destroy everything, he wasn't just talking about the people. It was this was a race war. It absolutely was. They wanted to, because these were pagans, and even their dogs had evil spirits in them. Because they were pagans, and they had to be utterly wiped out. And that's when God was angry, because they didn't do them. They didn't do what they were told, if you remember Bible. That's right. And a lot of this whole story of the Bible is based upon, and the problems that we have even today are because we didn't follow Yahweh's calling and do what we were supposed to do. And we
100%.
Still aren't. Now, Yeah. And people who don't believe what I'm saying, if you go and study these words and look them up in the Hebrew and look them up for yourself, you'll find exactly what I'm talking about, and there's no disputing it. It's all there.
You're right,
Charlie. There's a lot more to the Bible. It's not just about race war. It's about salvation and all the other types of things that we can talk about. And it's about him, but he was white also. He was of the Aryan race, and that's because we trace his lineage back through both the lineage counts, one through his mother and one through his father, tracing all the way back to the patriarchs. And they were all white as well. Moses, all of them.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to let you know and let people out there understand. Yeah. So thank you, Chris. I appreciate your call.
God bless you, Charlie. Thank you for calling. Yeah, Charlie's right. Charlie's absolutely right. Adam, right from the Bible, right? Adam is from the Hebrew word Adam, rendered Adam in English, and it's from the root word in Hebrew meaning to show blood in the face or of ruddy, red complexion. A word obviously not applicable to the dark races, which we also know from scientific evidence to be much older than the white race. There were people, yes, like Charlie said, before Adam and Eve. And Genesis 3:20 says, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." A later interpolation, which was not in earlier manuscripts. And chapter 4 records the birth of Cain and Abel. In the Hebrew, the wording suggests that they were twins. No other child of Eve is mentioned until the birth of Seth, when Adam was 130 years old. Certainly, this was long after the birth of Cain and Abel, and most scholars say this was over 100 years later. Yet when Cain killed Abel and in punishment was driven out of the land, he complained to Yahweh in Genesis 4:14, "Anyone that findeth me shall slay me." Upon being sent away, Cain found many other people. For Genesis 4:17 records Cain not only married a wife, but also built a city. You don't build a city for just two people. These were the pre-Adamic races people. Yes, but they were not the white race. They were pre-Adamic. And they're mentioned in the latter part of Genesis chapter 2. So I appreciate the call, Charlie. You're absolutely correct. And as I said to that earlier caller about Pontius Pilate's record, his report that he did to Caesar in Rome about the crucifixion of Jesus, Yeshua the Christ, he said the same, that he was of ruddy complexion, he was white, and that he did these miracles and these things, and he was a great man, and he believed he was the Son of God. But he wasn't the first Son of God, because as we read in our Bibles, Adam is a son of God, is he not? He just was not God in the flesh. And thank you so much for holding. We have another caller, Fred, in Michigan. Hey, Fred.
Hey there, Chris.
How are you?
Okay. I remember being captured by your presentation, Kill the Best Gentiles, James von Brunn, right?
Yes.
When I tried to order through Barnes & Noble, they said they couldn't order it. And seems somebody presented that it was an East Coast, maybe, who knows, I don't know, some East Coast publisher. What I'm recommending is to connect with the publisher and see if you can arrange, some possible agreement to sell it through RBN, Kill the Best Gentiles. And then, of course, down there in Austin, there's Tex Mars's ministry, and his books were banned by Jeffy Boy Bistos a few years ago when Tex was still alive. you know, and the only one that I've ever heard on RBN reference Tex Mars other than you would be Robert Rabel. You know, like Kill the Be- Holy Serpent of the Jews is a super stellar resource. You know, Blood Covenant, Hell's Mirror, Voices from the Dead, etc. People yes. really need to, you know, people. It'd be so easy. This is what if I could get my hands on those books, I would like to do that through RBN. It would seem there'd be a way to make that happen. You know, the Kill the Best Gentiles, sell it through RBN, and Texas ministry should be willing to do that to expand their base and influence. And you know, here we are, man. What is it? It's an election season, an election cycle. People are attuned to this, to knocks on the door from the campaigners, right? Handing out literature, wanting to, you know, plant signs in the lawn. So it's like a captive audience. And that, what I envision myself doing would be to have one of those books, and I would just go door to door and show them the book. You need to read this. Forget about Talmud vision. Forget about Talmud vision. And then I would cite TV hypnosis, frontal lobe shutdown. TV hypnosis, frontal lobe shutdown. It's a masterful scientific or science presentation on the art and science of, like the title describes, TV hypnosis, frontal lobe shutdown. So that's how and why the American goyim sheeple Gentiles are herded into this system. Okay.
Yes.
So that's the reason I called. But then I remembered, since you're describing Adam, I found a guy 4 years ago, I think, on YouTube. He's been censored from YouTube. He's a defected Roman Catholic scripture scholar and linguist. And maybe he is still on YouTube. I forgot. It's been a while. But he used to have like 40, 50 presentations regarding the history of scriptural subject matter. And he goes by Mikal, Mikal, or however you want to pronounce it. I say Mikal.
Okay.
Mikal Shabbat Scripture Studies. Mikal okay. Shabbat Scripture Studies. And I tell you, Chris, I'm convinced he had a presentation, several actually, on the actual authentic name of the Father and Son, which he proved with rather stellar linguistic proof, evidentiary proof. The Father is Yahuwah. It derives from the authentic Y-H-U-H. There was no W until, I don't know, a couple, 300 years ago. Y-H-U-H.
Yeah, I'd say B, but okay.
So
yeah.
It says Yahuwah for the Father, and Yahushua for the Son. And then another guy who's Aramaic on YouTube, Messiah's Aramaic name, Esho. It's only about 7 minutes, and the music is really amazing. I remember the guy's name, Vic Alexander, V-I-C, Alexander. Messiah's Aramaic name, Esho. You got to check that out and okay. let the audience know your take on that, as well as Mikal Shabbat scripture
I'll
studies.
I'll check them out. Okay.
And please, I admonish you to reach out to the publisher of Kill the Best Gentiles and even text Mars's ministry. See what they should be more than willing to make their you know, their scholarship available.
Yep.
Through
That's
our
a great
ministry.
Idea. Appreciate it, Brad. Thanks and, for calling, you know, brother.
You know, I look forward. This is my weekly ministry hour here, or 2 hours. Okay. Rather than going to a brick and mortar, what I call 501c3 business of salvation, spiritual, disinfo propaganda, psyops, I tune into your cast, okay?
I appreciate it, Fred. Don't be a stranger, man.
No, in fact, it's a nice sunny day. As soon as you're done, I'm hitting the streets, and I'm going to start knocking on doors, and I'm going to refer them to RBN and your broadcast along with Chris Hinckley.
God bless you. God bless you.
Right, brother,
God be with you on your journey.
Thank you, man. Peace be with you.
Thank you. You as well. And we have a couple other callers holding. I appreciate it. We're going to jump to Tim in Washington. Hey, Tim.
Yeah, Chris. That last call from Fred had to do your heart good. That was good medicine. Just real quick, rapid fire, because I know we don't have any much time. So the bearded people, some people say it's not only the white people, but it's people that are bearded. And that the reason, if you actually take a look at like a pure black African, no beard, pure Asian, no beard, Japanese got some facial hair, it's a mixture. Mm-hmm. But have you heard that one, that it's the bearded people as well?
I have. I haven't, you know, delved into it very deeply, but I have. Yeah.
Right. The second question, the Tartarian Empire and the mud flood, where do you come down on that?
It's compelling. Yeah. It's very compelling with that stuff. And how, like, the trees were gigantic and, like, the whole place has been terraformed. And, yeah, it's compelling.
Right. And also, if you think about the sun and the moon were, like, on the third day of creation, so why did everything grow to so big? I don't believe it was a dome. I believe it was actual glory of God from the throne, 10 dimensions up or whatever it was so powerful that it just made trees grow, like, 60 miles high and people giant. The other thing is that it's only because I'm Irish and I take issue with the stories by Ellen Guiley and all the rest of them about all these druids or whatever. That was rare. They want to make it out like the whole society was all involved in all this occultic religion and fathers dying and then having sex with their mother. That was very rare. A society can't stay together when you are at that level of degradation.
Right, at the decay. Yeah.
So I'm saying, I think they wrote a lot of that stuff, and they go, because we don't really know our history, and they go, all these Irish people and English people and the Norse, they were all into all this kind of crazy stuff. I think it was a lot rarer than what people think. But you always got a great show, Chris. I always make sure I catch you here on Saturday. So thanks so much for what you do.
Oh, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, brother.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
God bless you, Tim. Yeah, I appreciate all the calls. It does do my heart very good. I like the discourse and hearing from people like myself. Sometimes you can feel so isolated, you know, when you walk outside and you go into consumer markets, corporations, these dead entities, and you walk by dead people, and you just feel it. I mean, it's visceral. So it does do me very good to talk to my brethren, my sisters in Christ, and commune. We have Tom calling from Utah. Always glad to hear your call. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Chris. I'm still dealing with the Sanhedrin, most evil organization of creation's experience. Anyway, yeah, TomInUtah.com, you'll see the Sanhedrin battle. But I wanted to remind you that coincident to your discussion today was Revelation chapter 2, verses 14 and verse 20. And by default, by way of ignorance, we're all eating at the altars of Baal. Mm. Baal is having a heyday with us, because not only do we ourselves approach that altar and worship Baal, but we drag our children with us. So by default, right, we are sacrificing our children to Baal unwittingly. And of course, since I worked in pediatric pathology, that's dear to my heart as to the evil that we perpetrate with our children. We drag them to the altar, Baal, not knowing that Baal's, the only product that Baal can produce is a product of death.
Yes.
So when you get a chance, well, I was going to ask you to read those, since I can't read them myself. You find out that we have been worshiping at the altar of Baal for basically eternity. And that's why we as a group of people we're in trouble.
And you were saying Revelation 2:9, did I hear?
Revelation 2, chapter 14, and then the same thing in chapter 20, except from the female side.
Okay.
Revelation chapter 2, verse 14.
Okay.
It's talking about the saints, the people trying to follow Christ.
We've been suckered.
We've been suckered in one aspect of our life, and we don't even realize it. And as a consequence, we're paying the price, and our children are paying the price.
You're absolutely right, and I'll read it. I'll absolutely read it right now, Tom.
Okay.
So it's Revelation 2:14. Says, but I have a few things against you, that you have there those holding the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a snare before the sons of Israel, to be eating idol sacrifices, and to commit prostitution. Thus you also have those holding the teaching of the Nicolaitans. Likewise, repent then. Yet if not, I am coming to you swiftly, and shall be battling with them with the blade of my mouth. And that's 14 through 16. And then you said 20, verse 20. But I have much against you, seeing that you pardon the woman of yours, Jezebel, who says that she is a prophetess and is teaching and deceiving my slaves as to commit prostitution and to be eating idol sacrifices. Indeed.
Now we have been suckered.
Yeah. We sure have.
Anyway,
further
I
in 23... Tom, it says, and her children shall I be killing with death, and all the ecclesiasts shall know that I am he who is searching the kidneys and hearts, and I will be giving to each of you in accord with your acts.
Yep. And by the way, what was it that Lucifer offered Adam and Eve in the garden? Was it an apple, a symbol of life, or was it something of death? What was it? If he's the God of death, what can he offer you? He can only offer you something acquired in death or produced in death.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to RBN. God bless America. Thank you.
Without permission, use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store.